Now on to letters to the evening news. We've just heard about affordable housing. Mike Howman of Norwich asks, what exactly does that mean? The past and current debacle relating to affordable housing raises the question, what is affordable? Is it 100k, 200k, or even 300k? Developers seem to offer affordable housing in order to get planning permission, but then renege on this promise to get more profit from full market price housing. Maybe some of the proliferation of current and proposed student housing should be redesigned to give desperate couples and families a chance to join the property ladder. This, especially as I understand the UEA appears to be struggling to attract more students.
In the midst of criticism of hospital care, Bridget James of Norwich tells us of her good experience. On September the 18th, while out with my dog, I tripped on an uneven pavement and broke my hip. My husband and daughter somehow managed to manoeuvre me into the car, and I arrived at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital at 5 p.m, where I was carefully lifted out by A&E staff. By 7 p.m, I'd been x-rayed, examined by a very sympathetic doctor, and was on my way to Ursham Ward. I had a complete hip replacement operation by 11 a.m. the next morning. I cannot speak highly enough of the nurses and staff for the kindness, encouragement and care I received during the following days. Everyone treated me with dignity and were very empathetic and efficient. The next week I was home, having been supplied with a Zimmer frame, crutches and all manner of helpful gadgets. I have since been visited at home by a physiotherapist who has given me helpful advice on how to walk normally. The Norwich and Norfolk University Hospital has, unfortunately, received poor ratings of late, but I cannot praise them highly enough. I would like to thank everyone who cared for me, especially the staff working on Ursham Ward.
Bridget's letter is echoed by Bill Woolner of Swanton Morley. Having personal experience of excellent care at the NNN Hospital, I was disappointed to read Sarah Fowler's list of suggestions as to how hospitals could be improved to meet her required standards. Letters, October the 7th. The fact is that our medical services are so overwhelmed by the number of patients that to employ only staff with excellent spoken English, provide remote or soundproof wards for noisy or disturbed patients, and restaurant quality food is not going to happen. I wonder if Ms. Fowler has pondered on the effect that her criticisms have on the morale of staff at all levels in the NHS. I have to say that on my stays in our hospital, I've never felt the need to complain.
Norwich City's footballing fortunes are the subject of a letter from Glyn Linder. There has been much gnashing of teeth in footballing circles recently, mainly brought about by the underwhelming start to the current season by Norwich City. Whilst I like to see local teams do well, I don't have any particular affinity with any of them, so can look at the subject objectively. Which brings me to the letter by Nicholas Dixie on October the 7th, in which he denounces the campaign in certain quarters to have the manager, Liam Manning, removed from his post. He quite rightly, in my opinion, urges some sort of patience, referring to the situation at local rivals Ipswich, who have stuck with their manager for several years throughout a period of varied fortunes. I did watch the local derby on television, and for what it's worth, my opinion is that Mr. Manning has inherited some very average players who will struggle to achieve promotion, and anybody who thinks that the manager will suddenly be able to transform things could well be disappointed. The phrase that you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear springs to mind.
Similar concerns come from David Jenkins of Norwich, commenting on plans to improve Carrow Road, a story we feature later. So, with the highest season ticket prices and entrance fees in the Championship, the money people at Norwich City Football Club are planning and hoping that us supporters spend more money at a huge fan zone outside the Barclay End to increase the revenue at the club. Wouldn't it be better to increase revenue by trying to get into the Premier League? The only problem with that being Napa and Co. have brought in a large number of European mercenary players with little or no affiliation to the badge, most of whom appear to me to lack the mental and physical strength to play Championship football, and they lack the quality to help get us into the Premier League, unfortunately. How's that for some useful data-led assessment, Mr. Napa? I suppose the £8 million for Nunez will help to scapegoat and pay off yet another manager with an impossible task.
Finally, Peter Kemp of Norwich misses summer birdsong as we go into autumn. What I miss hearing, and you may too, over the past 2 years in NR2 2BX area of Norwich, the number of birds of all types, sizes and behaviours has gone down significantly. Earlier this year, I enjoyed the day being punctuated at 5:30 a.m. with a blackbird song, dawn chorus repeated at 11 a.m. and then 7 p.m., with silence in between. Currently, the primitive call of a few magpies or jays is all that I hear. Hopefully, next year, the wide range of birds and bird songs will return.